My name is Allison Frank, and I want to thank you for listening to my show today. You are listening to the podcast where we will talk about the pink tax and Allison's podcast. We are starting off talking about the pink tax, and specifically the feminine hygiene products part of the pink tax. Just a little couple of fun facts about the pink tax. The pink tax, on average, costs women an extra $1,351 per year. By the time women reach the age of 40, she will already have lost $54,040.
The whole debate is founded around that tampons and any type of feminine hygiene products are taxed as luxury products. And if you talk to most women, they are definitely not luxury products. It is something that a woman's body has to go through, and no woman gets a choice if they can and cannot have their menstrual cycle. It is not a choice. It is what a woman's body has to go through, and they shouldn't be for not being able to control what her body has to go through. The tampon tax is one of the many ways in which women are financially penalized. On top of that, women's versions of gendered products tend to be more expensive, and women pay more for health care largely due to the high cost of birth control and pregnancy. Women in the U.S. generally end up facing more financial burdens than men. And the average woman has her period for 2,535 days of her life. That's nearly 7 years of time of making sure that you have a pad or a tampon or making shift of a solution. If you don't, or if you don't find any of those, you have to manage through the pain and discomfort. The House of Representatives have introduced two related bills. One aims to make periods more affordable, in part allowing employees to use flexible spending accounts to buy pads and tampons, and requiring companies with more than 100 employees to provide them. There are some things that you can do to help women in need that don't have the money to pay for these items. You can donate to Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood gives out free tampons and pads to any girl that walks in and needs them, and that can help a lot of girls that don't have the money to pay for it. I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast today, and I hope you learned something. And if you ever would like to feel good and give back to the people in need, I hope I have found you a way to do that. Thank you for listening to Allison's podcast about pink tax.